Looking for a good job in the healthcare industry? It may be there's one waiting for you somewhere out here with or without a college degree. Earlier, I talked about this new trend revealed in a recent study with Gail Walensky, senior fellow at Project Hope, who advised the first President Bush on healthcare matters.
Healthcare has been a very important source of employment all the way through the recession. What we're seeing now with a study that was released a little while ago from the Brookings Institution is not only are their new job opportunities for physicians and nurses, but that it has become an important source of employment growth for people who have less than a four-year degree. And that's really important because a lot of the labor force needs have become increasingly technical and required advanced degrees or at least college degrees. It was encouraging to see that there actually were opportunities now for people who didn't have college degrees, and in fact that they were able to serve our aging population and also can provide opportunities as a career ladder and a path for upward mobility. Those with associate degrees or some college were showing a median annual salary at the highest level between $52,000 and $60,000. Which is quite substantial. There are also job gains for people with less education that were in the $30,000 range. But the fact that you were seeing job opportunities for people with less than a college degree is really important because we know we have such people out there and they've been really hard hit by the recession.
We are full of acronyms here in Washington. People are familiar with many of them. Maybe not this one, not as many people. It's GME. You have been writing about this. Generally, it's the health needs of the population versus the distribution of some newly trained doctors. Go into GME, explain what it is and what you've studied.
GME stands for Graduate Medical Education, and it is the period of training after a physician receives their medical degree. By law, all physicians are required to have 1 year of training after they get their MD degree before they practice. After that, it depends on their specialty. Unusually, the federal government has been very active in providing funds for this late-stage training, about $15 billion in all. The committee from the Institute of Medicine that I was on, which had been requested to look at financing and governance issues, made a number of recommendations that basically is to help prepare a physician workforce that will be more attuned to providing healthcare in a 21st century delivery system where we're more focused on high-performing, high-value care instead of our cost-based reimbursement system that was more attuned to volume. So in many ways, the issues we were raising in this Institute of Medicine report are very similar to what we've just discussed. We have a population that is increasingly aging and has chronic needs. Well, we need to make sure that we have a physician workforce that is not just focused on what happens in hospitals. Most care is now being provided outside of hospitals, and that understands working in teams and being sensitive to the diverse cultures that they will face in terms of the populations they will treat. So we think this is money that could be much better used to train this workforce for the 21st century than the one we have, which is very much focused on how healthcare was delivered when it was mostly hospital-centric and very focused on meeting acute care needs.
That's Gail Walensky, senior fellow at Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on healthcare matters. She joined us on Skype tonight. You can read more about her research on those specialized doctors in the New England Journal of Medicine.